Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, June 25th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a male husky and shepherd mix was found yesterday morning around 10 a.m. wandering around the parking lot at Vision Ace Hardware. It's currently at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels on Airport Road. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department by calling 863-773-3265. Once again, that's 863-773-3265. Your local events, if you'd like to network with potential employers on a career, then you can visit the Wauchula Train Depot on Wednesday, June 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a Hardy County hiring event sponsored by Career Source Heartland. And the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored by the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Once again, 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in Hardy County, CRH is looking for an equipment operator. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED and at least 2 years of experience with heavy equipment. WD Wright Contracting is looking for a traffic controller and flagger. Requirements include a valid driver's license, safe driving record, and drug-free status. And iSpecialist of Mid-Florida is looking for a special testing technician. A high school diploma or GED is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 92. Cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 7 miles an hour with gust up to 9. Humidity is extremely humid at 80%. Dew point 74, the cloud cover 94%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 13,200 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then partly cloudy in the late evening and overnight. Lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Saturday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Sunday and Sunday night, it's partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs around 90 and a 60% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. So let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you're one of the peanut farmers who recently received an email or letter regarding an antitrust litigation notice, you only have until July 13th to file your claim. Peanut growers or affected parties who do not submit a valid claim form by the deadline will not receive a payment from the settlement fund, but will be bound by the court's judgment in these actions. It's for anyone who sold raw harvested runner peanuts to Birdsong Golden or Olam companies between 2014 and 2019. Fresh data from China's state media indicates the world's largest pork producer is recovering from multiple years of African swine fever outbreaks. The news, according to AgWeb.com, comes after the disease wiped out 40% of China's hog herd in 2019. China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs says China's pig herd rose 23.5% in May from a year earlier. The sow herd also increased 19% year over year. The USDA recently hosted its first ever Food Loss and Waste Innovation Fair. The virtual event highlighted U.S. Food Loss and Waste 2030 champions, businesses that are creating or implementing USDA-funded state-of-the-art technical solutions to reduce food loss and waste throughout the food system. The fair's food loss and waste publications, videos, links to exhibitors' websites, and other downloadable resources are available online for 1 year at labroots.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Americans are expected to consume more than 375 million burgers on this 4th of July alone, and the price of the bacon cheeseburger many Americans will grill over the whole summer will cost us a little bit less than it did last year. Matt McLaughlin is an economist with the USDA and says if you make your own burger at home, the average price will seem reasonable.
This year, we're looking at a quarter pound of ground beef costing about $1.02, whereas last year it cost $1.12. This is going to be a quarter pounder or 4 ounces of ground beef, 1 ounce of cheese, an ounce of iceberg lettuce, 2 ounces of tomato, 2 ounces of bread.
Plus a little bacon.
The total price is going to be lower.
Last year, that bacon cheeseburger would have cost $2.35, up from $2.11 in the summer of 2019. This summer, that same burger will cost about $2.28. That price might have been even lower, except that bacon prices are up about 13% from a year ago. And more Americans will likely be grilling or cooking at home this summer, as the Consumer Price Index for food away from home in May rose 4% over the last year. The index for limited service meals rose more than 6% since May of 2020, and the index for full-service meals rose more than 4%. That's the largest 12-month increase since the period ending October of 2008.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
For the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing higher on Wall Street as traders were encouraged to see a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending, as well as some positive reports on the economy. The 6/10 gain in the S&P 500 marked another record high for the benchmark index, beating the peak it set early last week. Stocks added to their gains in the afternoon after President Biden announced the infrastructure deal, which is sure to benefit companies that make machinery and materials. Bond prices fell, pushing yields up slightly. The Dow gained 322 points today to close at 34,196. The Nasdaq was up 98 to 14,369. The S&P 500 added 24 points to 4,266. New York oil rose 22 cents. Closing at $73.30 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us here at Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Trae Young scored 48 points as the Atlanta Hawks won Game 1 of the NBA Eastern Conference Final at Milwaukee last night, 116-113. Young notes that this is the third straight time this postseason his team has opened a series with a win on the road.
We didn't get a high seed, so we got to try to steal one on the road. And Game 1 is definitely a game that you can really surprise that team.
Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer saw his team drop their first home playoff loss.
You know, there were times in the first half where I thought we could maybe bust it open, and it flipped. Young's a great player. He had a great night. Give him credit. We got to get ready for game two and get better.
Game two Friday night in Milwaukee tonight. Phoenix at the LA Clippers. The Suns lead the Western Conference Final 2-0. The Boston Celtics are finalizing an agreement with Brooklyn Nets assistant Ime Udoka to make him the franchise's new head coach. Udoka will replace Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens, who stepped down as coach earlier this month to move into the front office. This is Esrin Sports. Anthony Beauvillier scored 108 in overtime at the New York Islanders rather to beat Tampa Bay 3-2 to tie their Stanley Cup semifinal series at 3 games apiece. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman.
Knew it wasn't going to be an easy task. And, you know, go the full distance. That's where you get home ice, you know, to play this game 7 in front of our fans. And, you know, it's not going to mean we're going to take things lightly. We're going to go out there and battle, have our best game of the year.
Game 7 Friday night in Tampa tonight. Vegas at Montreal. The Canadiens leading that semifinal series 3-2. In the America League, Houston won their 10th straight, 13-0 over Baltimore. It was Tampa Bay 8, Boston 2, New York 6, Kansas City 5, Texas 5, 3 over Oakland. National League Finals, Washington outslugged Philadelphia 13-12. It was Milwaukee 3, Arizona 2, New York 7,
Atlanta 3, San Diego 5, 3 over Los Angeles. Interleague Finals, the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-3. Detroit 6, St. Louis 2, Colorado 5, 2 over Seattle. San Francisco beat the LA Angels 9-3 in 13 innings. It was Toronto 3, Miami 1. Vanderbilt edged Stanford 6-5 to stay alive in the College World Series. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula and online at fnbwauchula.com. Over 60 years in the business, so you know you can trust them anytime and anywhere. Your quote for the day: with the rise of self-driving vehicles, it's only a matter of time before we get a country song where a guy's truck leaves him too. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and stay dry out there, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.